صلى الله عليه وسلم. الفرغ من الله، إن الله والسيء والمسرات. أستغفر الله، أستغفر الله وأسأله الطوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العبيد الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور. له الأسماء الحسنى. يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض. وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد.
وعلى أوله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين صيّم بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعضائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. سلام. شيطان إبليس was our enemy. We need to know what the traps and weapons of our enemy so that we should be able to prepare ourselves. One of the trap that has been mentioned in Quran, and that is the last chapter of Divine Book, the Holy Quran, and that is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. So the first three verses are commanding us, all the people. The king of this universe, the lord of all creatures and your creator and your Rabb, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the only one who can provide you shelter. Kul a'udhu. If I can seek shelter and someone can provide me shelter, someone can protect me, so that is only and only Rabbin Nas, the Rabb of the people, Malikin Nas, who is king of the people, Ilahin Nas, who is the Ilah, someone people should worship. So all these three categories, three names, three virtues of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are related with mankind. Rabbin Nas, Malikin Nas, Ilahin Nas. And all mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding them, you have enemy, and if you need to seek shelter against your enemy, then you must come to me. You must seek my shelter. No one can protect you from the traps of Iblis. So what are their traps? One of the name of Iblis or Shayateen, that is Khannas. Min sharril waswasil Khannas. When we are seeking shelter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is from the share of Khannas. And what do they do? Alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas min al-jinnati wan nas. This iblis, this shayateen, could be among human beings, could be among jinnat. But all of them, all those, again in Ayatul Kursi, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ يُخْرَجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلَمَاتِ. So those people who are kuffar, those people who have rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His port and His shelter, أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ, then they are followers and friends and companion of Iblis. And anyone who is companion and follower of Iblis, then they cannot get any support and shelter by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلَمَاتِ. Those who have left Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they have chosen Iblis and Shayateen, then don't they expect that there will be special help and shelter of Allah and that will protect them. But Allah says, Allah will push them away. Allah will throw them away from the light to the darkness, from paradise to the hellfire. So this is only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can help us, who can support us, who can protect us from the whispering of and the traps of shayateen. And we should always try to come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. We must be conscious. At the same time, we have to call Him so that He should help us. If He is not going to help us, then no one can help us. We need to know He is the only one. And if from messengers, from imams, and from anyone else who is there to help us without permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one can help us. So the important point to understand, that is, always we should try to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always we should try to be closer to Him, and always we have to do dua. When we are asking, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, or Allah, give me the shelter. So this is dua. So always we have to keep communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of dua. Once we have stopped doing dua, it means we have cut down our communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are different kinds of dua, or different remedies, or different weapons we can protect ourselves from the whispering of shaitan? One of them is even this surah, reading قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, or reading قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, and keeping communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the source of communication or medium of communication, that is Ayatul Kursi and Surah Falak and Surah Nas. And the other medium of communication that has been given by Hazrat Ali alayhi salam,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Imam alayhi salam said, whenever you feel shaitan is trapping you or whispering you, then you have to seek shelter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at that time, you have to read excessively. What is that? Amantu billahi wa bi rasulih mukhlisan lahuddin. Amantu billahi wa bi rasulih. I am believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger. Mukhlisina lahuddin, or mukhlisan lahuddin. Wallah, make us sincere in your religion. Whatsoever we are reading or saying or worshipping or doing, so that should be all together in all sincerity. Because maybe we are doing a lot, but if there is no sincerity, if we are doing not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all is vain. We cannot we will not be benefited from anything. So we need to maintain our level of sincerity. That should be perfect, that should be pure, that should be 100% for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once again, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَبِرَسُولِهِ مُخْلِصًا لَحُ الدِّينِ. And another zikr which could be helpful for us, and again, when you are feeling any kind of doubt or you are feeling there is whispering by shaitan, then at that time we have to read هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن. So all these virtues of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are sifat of Allah. هو الأول والآخر, He is the originator and He is everlasting. والظاهر والباطن, and He is everywhere, and if things are hidden, He is over there as well. وَحْوَ بِكُلِّ شَعٍ عَلِيمٍ. So these two adhkar are very, very helpful to protect us from whispering of shaitan. So as much as possible for us, we have to remember, and whenever we get the chance, we have to read. Or maybe in the beginning, in the morning, we have to read one tasbih of آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَبِرَسُولِهِ مُخْلِصًا لَحُدِّينَ. Or the other one, هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ وَحْوَ بِكُلِّ شَعٍ عَلِيمٍ. Another remedy to protect us from the whispering of shaitan. Here, you know, usually people, and especially in back to our home, people were using a lot. So that henna has a lot of benefits. One of them is the people who are using henna, they are being protected by whispering of shaitan. The next one is eating pomegranate. And this fruit, in according to one hadith, it is recommended to eat on every Friday. And we have to also arrange for our family members as well. So this hadith is given by our sixth Imam Imam Jafar al-Sadiq. So anyone who is eating pomegranate for 40 days, he has been protected from the whispering of shaitan. And in other hadith, it has been recommended every Friday one should eat this fruit. The next one is the Abenisan. So this is the rain water which should be collected from 14th April to 14th May. Every year, the rain water from 14th April to 14th May. So when this water has been, there are a lot of benefits of this water. One of the benefits of this water, drinking this water, that is, people who are drinking of Abenisan, so they are also protected from whispering of shaitan. The next one, that is washing head with sidr berry. So the leaves of sidr are berry. The people who are washing their head or their body with those leaves, shaitan for 70 days will not touch this person who has used. So all of this is a tree and the leaves, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden some benefits in the leaves of this tree. The next one which can protect us, you know, according to one hadith, shayateen are hidden in the nails. In other hadith, it has been said that the people who are doing brush or miswak. So this is the one way to protect yourself from the whispering of shaitan. So when there's a hadith, the shayateen or the shaitan is hidden in your nails, maybe that is just dust particle. And through those dust particles, virus or bacteria will go in your body and they will harm you, they will create or they will produce any kind of infection, and ultimately the people will get sick. So likewise, there are a lot of benefits of brush and a lot of diseases we can get through the teeth and gums. So here you are rushing, at the same time you are protecting yourself from a lot of diseases. Again, it has been highly recommended before doing wudu and getting ready for prayer, you have to do miswak. And one of the benefits of doing miswak and brush, that is, you are protecting yourself from the whispering of shaitan. So why not 5, 6, 10 times we have to do this, so that we should give less hours to attack Iblis or to whisper us, as well as we will do more miswak, at the same time we are keeping away our enemy. Number 7, the next thing which can protect us from whispering of Iblis and Shayateen, that is Dhikr-i Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam. So attending, doing Dhikr of Ahlul Bayt, or attending Dhikr of Ahlul Bayt, or arranging different mahafil of Dhikr of Ahlul Bayt, so that will also give us shifa. And the last one, that is fasting. So we should try to observe fast, and something which is also recommended, that is at least we have to observe 3 fasts every month. So those 3 fasts according to hadith will be multiplied with 10, and in this way, anyone who is observing at least 3 fasts every month, it means he is observing whole year. He is observing fast for whole year for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تو اس کی تھوڑی سی سمری آپ کو میں بتا دوں کہ مختلف بہرحال شیطان کے جو وسواس اور خیالات جو ہمارے ذہنوں میں آتے رہتے ہیں، ہم اگر سورہ فلق پڑھیں یا سورہ ناس پڑھیں یا آیت الکرسی پڑھیں، تو اس سے جو ہے اس سے شر سے دور ہو سکتے ہیں. دوسرا آمنت باللہ و برسول مخلصا لہ الدین پڑھنے سے بھی شیطان کے وسواس سے ہم دور ہو سکتے ہیں. ہر جمعہ کو انار کھانے کی بہت تاکید کی گئی ہے، مہندی لگانا اور اس کے بعد جو ہے وہ بیری کے پتوں سے جو ہے غسل کرنا، اس سے بھی بہت سارے فائدے ہیں. اسی طرح جو ہے مسواک کرنے سے، ذکر محمد و آل محمد کرنے، گانے اور روزے رکھنے سے ہم اپنے آپ کو بہت ساری بیماریوں سے بھی بچا سکتے ہیں. اور اس کے ساتھ ساتھ سب سے بڑی بات یہ کہ جو ہمارا دشمن ہے، جو ہر وقت ہمارے پیچھے لگا رہتا ہے، اس کے شر سے بھی ہم اپنے آپ کو ان مختلف چھوٹے چھوٹے کاموں پہ کرنے سے اپنے آپ کو بچا سکتے ہیں. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. والعصر ان الانسان لفی خسر الا الذین آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
اللهم صل علی محمد وآل محمد.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض ذو الجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مألوه وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط. أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد، وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام.
اللهم صل على
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحضي.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
اللهم عجل ظهورا إنهم يرانه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم افضل يا أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين وأتمم لإنعامك إنك خير المنعمين. اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعة والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونسمع أمركم. Our respected brothers, this beautiful advice of our first Imam for all of us. We have limited life. Sooner or later, we all will leave this world. How many days, how many months, and how many years are left? We don't know. Maybe next moment, next hour, next day, next month, next year, we will not be here. The limited time we have, we need to get maximum benefits from this time. And that benefit, we should try to be selfish. Because the next destination, Alam al-Barzakh, in the Day of Judgment, no one will be there to help us. Our sisters, brothers, relatives, parents, children, no one will be there to help us. Our relatives, after departure of our soul, they are in hurry to put us in the grave. And after burial, they are not happy to stay anymore over there. So that is the great favor which is done by the relatives. They are in hurry to give kafan and dafan. And afterwards, everyone is trying to forget. At the Day of Judgment, we all will be there, but no one will be ready to share or to help or to grant any good deed to each other. Because everyone will be in trouble. Everyone will be in need. Only few of our leaders, only our Imams, those who have been granted the status of Shafa'at, they could help us if they like, if they want, they will help us. Otherwise, no one will be there to help us. So just two things. Those personalities which have been granted permission to do Shafa'at, they can help. The second thing which can help us will be our good deeds. Our aqaid and our good deeds. So if both sides will be weak, then we can imagine how miserable will be our condition on the Day of Judgment. So this limited time what we have now, we can improve the level of our good deeds, the level of our purification, the level of our sincerity. At the same time, we can improve the level of our loyalty with our Imams, with messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially everything we have to do for Allah, and we should try to improve the level of sincerity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One beautiful hadith which has been given by our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So different virtues have been mentioned, but focus is on two words. The one word is Hasan. Hasan means the beautiful. And Ahsan, the most beautiful. Our Hassan is good. Hassan is the best one. So Prophet said, Al-Adlu Hassanun. Walakin fil umarai Ahsanun. Justice is a beautiful trait, is a beautiful virtue. We all believers, we all followers of Al-Bayt, we need, and this is part of our Usul-e-Deen. When after Tawheed we say Adl, when this justice is important and necessary for Allah, it is also important and necessary for all of us. We need to apply justice everywhere, wherever is possible for us to maintain. So Prophet says, Al-Adlu Hasanun. Although justice is good, Walakin fil umarai Ahsanun. But if that justice is observed by the leadership, by kings, by prime minister, by ministers, by those judges who have authority to maintain the justice, so this is one of the best virtues, they must observe that. The next one Prophet says, وَالسَّخَاوْ حَسَنٌ وَلَكِنْ فِي الْأَغْنِيَاءِ أَحْسَنٌ. Although generosity, helping needy people, but this is not generosity. Generous is someone without demanding someone, without request of anyone. Believers are those without demand and request of someone, because those people who are true believers, although they are needy, although they are poor, but they are never asking anybody due to their dignity, due to their iman. So there is, according to Quran, that is the duty of believers. They have to find out those people who are really mustahak. They are needy, but they are not begging or they are not asking anybody to help them. So for them, as-sakhaw hasanun, generosity is good. But to those people to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted more wealth, those who are rich, they must adopt this virtue of generosity. The next one, al-wara'u hasanun, walakin fil ulama'i ahsanun. Taqwa, wara, having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is good. But those who are scholars, those who have knowledge, they must have the best of taqwa. They must be better than, or they must be more sincere and stronger in taqwa as compared to the other people. The next one, as-sabr hasanun, walakin fil fuqara'i ahsanun. Tolerance, sabr, patience, that is good. But those who are fuqara, those who are poor, maybe with wealth, many people can buy many things, or they can treat them, many diseases. But those people who are poor, they are unable even to feed themselves and their children. And when they are sick, they are unable to get the expensive treatment. So for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, sabr is one of the good deeds for everyone, and everyone, according to other hadith, half of iman is sabr and half of iman is shuk. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you, you must be thankful to Allah for all of His favors. And whatever He is not giving you, you must be patient. In both cases, you have to say Alhamdulillah. And if we are having both traits, sabr and shuk, it means we are at the path of iman. So likewise, there are sabr hasanun, walakin fil fuqara'i ahsanun. The next one, at-tawbatu hasanun, walakin fil shababi ahsanun. repentance, tawbah. That is good. But it is highly, highly recommended for the youth. And Sheikh Sari, rahmatullah alayh, he said, Dar jawani tawbah kardan, shebai peghambaris. If you are thinking, when you will be old, you will be 60, you will be 70, you will be 80 years old, at that time, shaitan will leave you. Because you are retired. When you are getting retirement from your job, almost you are also retired from Iblis and shaitan as well. You are unable to do a lot of guna. And that time you have specified you will do tawbah. So Prophet says, At-tawbatu hasanun. Tawbah at any time that is good. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept open the doors of His mercies. But, وَلَكِنْ فِي الشَّبَابِ أَحْسَنٌ. Those who are young, those who are teenager, if they have done some mistakes, some guna, some sin, they should not wait for late 70s and 80s, and then they will do. Who knows, next year we will be alive. So, if we have committed any sin, we should try to do tawbah as soon as possible. Even if, for example, Fajr prayer, we have not prayed, that is a sin. That was wajib, we have not performed, that is sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is kind to us, He is stopping His angel for 7 hours, don't write sin of this person. So we should, if, for example, if due to our laziness, our namaz-e-fajr is qada, we should not prolong it more than 7 hours to pray qada. Or if we have done some sin, we should try to do, as soon as possible, we have to do tawbah. We should not prolong it for next year and for the last moment of our life. And the last one, Prophet said, Al-hayau hasanun, walakin fin nisai ahsanun. The topic we are discussing for a few weeks, hayat, that is from hayat. Haya is part of our life. Haya is part of our iman and religion. Without haya, we are nothing. Without haya, we are losing here and hereafter. So Prophet said, although haya is good for everyone, but at least this haya must be among ladies. Ladies must observe haya. In another hadith it has been mentioned, there are 10 parts of haya. One part is necessary for gents, and 9 parts is necessary for ladies. But these days, everything has been reversed. The country we are living here, so if you see the gents, they are with beautiful dress, in full dress. But if you see the opposite gender, maybe they don't have money, or what is the problem. So the minimum dress they are observing. So having a proper dress, that is part of haya. Observing hijab, that is part of haya. Keeping beard, that is part of haya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given beard to the gents so that they should, this is a kind of hijab. This beard is protecting us from many guna. But when we are shaving every day, it means we are losing our haya. We are not having any kind of haya in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes some gunas people can get some benefit. But keeping on shaving, this is a guna. We are not getting any kind of benefit, except we are wasting our time. So, when we cannot get any kind of benefit by committing a sin, why not we should stop today? So Prophet said, Al-hayau hasanun, walakin fin nisai hasanun. And one of the personality in these days are days of Hazrat Fatima Al-Zahra. So that burnt lady was the symbol of Haya. All of her life was full of Haya. Haya in front of parents, Haya in front of husband, Haya in front of the people, Haya in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there was no food for a few days, and Hazrat Ali alayhi salam had known, and when he asked, "Oh Fatima, why have you not told me?" She said, "Due to Haya. I did not like to say something, to ask my husband to bring something which is difficult for him to arrange." So this is the level of Haya of Fatima al-Zahra. So that's why. So different personality and different scholars of different religion, they researched on this lady. And not only the people of today, even the Lord of Fatima al-Zahra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before sending herself in this world, he mentioned Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra in different divine books. When a French scholar, Louis Massignon, he also wrote his book with the name of Al-Mubahila, and that was printed in Milan in 1944. He mentioned when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was doing his dua, he also mentioned about 12 lights in his dua, and these 12 lights were emerged from Fatima al-Zahra salam He also narrated that in Torah, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam gave the glad tiding about arrival of Muhammad and his daughter, his blessed daughter, and she will have two sons like Ibrahim as he had Ismail and Ishaq. Likewise, Prophet's daughter Fatima will have two sons. And they were Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And also it has been mentioned in Bible by Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and he also predicted that a prophet after him will come and his name will be Ahmed. And glad tidings was given that Ahmed will have a daughter, and that blessed daughter will bring two sons in this world. So Fatima, who was the core personality of this world, this whole universe, for all creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, must be role model for all of us, and especially for our ladies, so that we have to follow her, we have to follow in all walks of life wherever Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha has left different samples for us, different good deeds and different good words she has left for us, especially the trait and virtue of Haya. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-qawsar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shaniyaka huwal abtar.